This is Tony Miano with the Lawman Chronicles. Today I decided to come to the campus of our local community college, College of the Canyons, and I asked students the following questions. If you had 2 minutes to live, what would you say, and to whom would you say it? And then I followed up those questions with, should people fear God? If so, why? And if not, why not? I got some very interesting answers to those questions. Anthony, and if you had only 2 minutes to live, what would you say and to who would you say it?
I would say that life is too short. Enjoy it. And the meaning of it's not about the meaning of life. It's about the feeling of life. That's what life is all about. And I would say it to everyone, like everyone, especially young kids and people in college growing up to the adult world. Just enjoy every minute that you have on this earth, pretty much.
And do you think people should fear God?
Yes, people should fear God.
And why should they fear Him?
There's too many things in this world that click for it all just to happen. Like, you know, that everything had to, someone had to be in control of it to, you know, create it. There's just too many things in this world that for all just to work just because it works. Like, there's no way.
Tyler, if you had only 2 minutes to live, what would you say and to who would you say it?
I would probably talk to my mother, and I would talk to her about just probably the meaning of life to both of us, like how we feel, and I just have a discussion to her, okay, with her.
That's pretty much what it would be.
And do you think people should fear God?
I think that's a personal viewpoint.
What would be yours?
No, I mean I don't believe people should view God.
And fear God.
So. And why should they not fear God?
Because I believe God's loving, and that I don't think that He'd want us to fear Him.
John, if you had only 2 minutes to live, what would you say, and to who would you say it?
I guess I would talk to my family and just tell them, the obvious things, like I love them and that, the good times were spent, pretty much.
And do you think people should fear God?
No.
Why not?
Why shouldn't we fear God? Because... you know, we're put here for a reason, so
okay.
There's nothing, you know, I don't know, there's no reason, I don't know.
And your first name is?
Rachel.
Rachel, if you had 2 minutes to live, what would you say, and to who would you say it?
I wouldn't even know.
And your first name is?
Holly.
And Holly, if you had 2 minutes to live, what would you say, and to who would you say it?
Probably that I love all my friends and family, and yeah, play soccer, it rocks.
I gotta get one.
Okay. All right, and last but certainly not least, your first name is?
Jake.
And Jake, if you had 2 minutes to live, what would you say, and to who would you say it?
I'd say it wouldn't hurt right before me and my friend did an experiment together. Didn't end up very well.
Okay, so Jake, do you think people should fear God?
I don't know. It might be a good thing for some people, but I'm not.
How about for you?
I'm not really afraid of God.
And why not?
I don't know. It's just maybe He doesn't exist, maybe He does.
Holly, what do you think? Should people fear God?
No.
And why not?
Why should they even, think there is a God in the first place? There could be, but if it's not for sure, then why fear it?
Okay. And Rachel, how about you? Should people fear God?
No.
And why not?
Because if you don't believe in God, like, you're not going to go pray to a God, and so why should they fear God when they're dying? Or do you mean like when they're like dying, like,
well,
should they
at
fear
any time,
God
at any time?
No
Okay.
I think God's main purpose for anybody that believes in God, His main purpose is to help them through tough times, so why should they fear Him?
Nicole, if you had only 2 minutes to live, what would you say, and to who would you say it?
I would probably go to my parents and just let them know that I'm really thankful for everything that they taught me, and just they're the most important people in my life. Okay. So,
and do you think people should fear God?
No, I don't think they should fear Him. I don't think He should be seen as like a sinful guy. I don't know. I just think that He has a good purpose. He has a purpose for us. So I don't know.
Your first name is?
Nandika.
Nandika.
Yes.
Nandika, if you had 2 minutes to live, what would you say, and to who would you say it?
I would say my mom and dad how much I love them. Then if there was someone close to me, I would tell them, like, since I'm a donor, I would ask him to, you know, like, take my body or place it in an appropriate position where they could preserve all my organs and stuff so that someone else could use it.
Oh, that's very generous. One more question. Yeah. Do you think people should fear God?
Well, not fear him, but they should definitely abide by the rules of discipline. That would help them, you know, like, exist.
And why should they not fear him?
Well, he's not someone that we should fear. Because I don't think we should fear of someone, people who love us.
Linda, if you had 2 minutes to live, what would you say, and to who would you say it?
I'll tell my mom I love her, and just tell my family I love them, and that's it.
And, Linda, do you think people should fear God?
Yes.
And why should they fear God?
Because he's the creator of heaven and earth, and yeah, you should fear him.
Annie, if you had 2 minutes to live, what would you say, and to who would you say it?
Probably to my family, I love you. Yeah. That's it.
And one more question. Do you think people should fear God?
No.
And why not?
Just because it's you don't know if it's real or not, so okay. Why fear it? And it depends what kind of God you're believing in.
Robert, if you had 2 minutes to live, what would you say, and to who would you say it?
I don't think I've ever thought about that, but probably be something to my parents.
And what might that be?
I'll just tell them thanks.
Yeah.
Probably that would be about it.
One more question. Do you think people should fear God?
No.
Why not?
I think everyone's here and does their own thing. I'm not really a big religious person either.
John, if you had 2 minutes to live, what would you say, and to who would you say it?
If I had 2 minutes to live, I'd probably want to say something to my children. And if I could, live up to your potential.
Okay. Now, do you think people should fear God?
No, I think they should fear themselves.
Why should they fear themselves?
Because they could do more harm than anybody else. Okay.
And why should they not fear God?
Don't know.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
All right,
wait, I got something for you. $1 million for your trouble. That's the only rebate you're going to get from the governor this year.
I know.
Have a good day. Those were indeed some interesting answers to some provocative questions. Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever thought about what you would say and to whom you would say it if you had only 2 minutes to live? A more important question is this. If you had only 2 minutes to live, what would happen to you at 2 minutes and 1 second? Because I care about you, if I had the opportunity to speak to you and you had only 2 minutes to live, this is what I would say to you. You're about to die and stand before the Creator of the universe, God Almighty, the one who created you. And He is going to judge you according to the perfect moral standard of His holy law. If you've ever lied, if you've ever stolen, if you've ever committed adultery, even in your thought life, if you've ever committed murder, even by harboring hateful thoughts about other people, if you've ever coveted by wanting things that don't belong to you, if you've ever blasphemed His holy name by taking His name in vain, God will find you guilty of violating His law and sinning against Him. And because He is good, because He is holy and righteous and just, He will punish your sin, and the punishment God has ascribed for sin is eternity in hell. But God is also gracious and merciful and kind in that He has provided only one way for you to escape His just and His holy wrath. 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Fully God and fully man without sin, He was God in the flesh. And 30 to 33 years into His earthly existence, He died a horrible bloody death on the cross, taking upon Himself the punishment you rightly deserve for violating God's law. God's anger and judgment and wrath against sin was poured out upon His Son. And 3 days later, after dying that horrible death, He rose from the dead. He is alive today, and He will return at a time of the Father's choosing. What God requires of you right now in these last few moments of your life is that you repent, that you turn from your sin, and by faith and by faith alone, you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And you will only do that if God causes you to be born again, if He extends to you the free gift of eternal life that only He can give. And if He does that, When you die in a few moments and stand before Him, instead of receiving what you deserve for violating God's law, which is eternity in hell, you'll receive what you don't deserve, which is grace and mercy and everlasting life. So please, I beg of you, in these last few seconds, turn from your sin and by faith and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior while you still have time. The clock is ticking.